Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, at godswrd2man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Thank God for all you've been listening. For those of you that follow us, this is Sunday, meaning the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. We have an hour broadcast tonight. And as we wait for my brother to come on, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God for all of you this day who've been listening to us on this broadcast. The Lord said the same next month will make 5 years. And so I am grateful to the Lord for that. Glory be to God. I'm grateful for the Lord to all those who've been praying for me and those of us on the broadcast. We are grateful to the Lord to have such people who've been praying for us. So we ask that you continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen. And it is another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Tomorrow, I got to hit it. Got to go to work tomorrow. Been on vacation for a week. Thank God for the vacation. Been a blessed time. My last vacation week for the year. And truly indeed, it has been a blessing. And, you know, the other thing, blessing about it, as I start to work tomorrow, I only got to work for 3 days, okay? And I'm off for Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday. So glory be to God. Thank God for it. Thank God for giving rest to my body. And once again, for what the Lord has been doing, I thank God for the going forth of his word, because his word will be going forth in spirit and power. So we're grateful to that. Amen. And once again, all glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So as we are, as I said, waiting for my brother to come on to head this off, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. I thank God for my brother, Brother Lee. He's been a blessing to the body of Christ. He's been a blessing in my life personally. And so I thank God for him. So without further ado, I'm going to patch him on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, Yeshua, Mashiach is Lord. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone and the soon coming King. We are blessed today to share and communicate and have fellowship over the airwaves, to live in a generation where we can stand and be in our homes or our studio or any other place and speak to mankind and share the wonderful and glorious news, the great and marvelous thing about none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, soon coming King. So we're blessed, brother, and we're still on the top side of the earth, so I guess we can blow the trumpet in Zion, huh?
Yes, we can. That's what we got to do.
So we got to hit the note about returning to the basics of the gospel, the basic foundation, and talking about none other than him. And so we're grateful for this time. I'm sharing to all people who happen or will listen or have been listening to Talk Block Radio, Brother Nathan Hunt, the elder evangelist Lord, has been speaking and giving great revelation, truth, and understanding about the end time, a restoration of all things, and the coming of Christ, and the coming of Elijah, and the coming of the great revival and the Holy Spirit, and we're living in the days of Elijah, like unto Elijah. So I hope you people have been listening to Brother Nate Nathaniel Hunt of Durant, Mississippi, who have been speaking, declaring, proclaiming the acceptable year and way of our Lord. So continue to listen, people, to our brother who's on basically daily, and you get the time, and so it's free. We don't charge you. We don't ask for any donation. We don't have no magic tricks, but give you the gospel of Christ. And so we hope that you, wherever you are, you're looking for the answer, the solution, hallelujah, the person, the individual, the one way, and the one power that can bring an answer to your life. And we are not ashamed and not scared to say, boldly, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. I'm glad to be able to say that. I have the freedom. Brother, if I was in Russia, communist Russia, or in one of these Islam countries, and in the any communist or socialist Marxist country, I may not have this freedom. North Korea, I mean, certain parts of Germany, or certain parts of, communist China and Russia and North Korea and Afghan, Iraq, Iran. But we have this liberty, brother. So why did God put us over here in this liberty? We could have been born into Iraq, Iran, or one of those stations. We could have been born in the four corners of Africa or Asia Minor. But the Lord so ordained, Jesus ordained, that we be in America in this last hour generation, because he had something for us to do to proclaim the acceptable will and the way of the one true eternal God, Isaiah 61. So you and I are talking together and sharing and speaking and testifying, and we're on Talk Block Radio, and we have an assignment, and people wonder, why are we on here? Well, we have a heavenly assignment. Well,
amen.
Let's go back over that. I said we have a heaven-sent assignment from the living God. I know y'all believe in spooks and ghosts and psychics and all that, but we believe in the living God, the eternal God, who created heaven and earth. So Brother Nate and I have a heavenly assignment. This assignment is above the President of the United States. Now, President of the United States has a great assignment in the earth, great responsibility. But our assignment, I'm afraid, is above his, because it is to bring the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ. It is to prepare for the new kingdom of Christ coming, and Christ will be the head of his people when he rules and reigns, and we are his citizens and his servants. So our assignment is greater because it deals with eternity. It deals with eternity. The prevalent deals with the nouns and the natural, and a great, great assignment. But our assignment, hallelujah, we're not trying to exalt ourselves. We tell you it's serious business. That's what it is, to represent the kingdom of God. It's serious business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To prepare people for eternity, all eternity, to be with God or without God, without the Christ, without the Christ. So, Sister Anderson, where you hiding that, dear sister? Oh, I guess she's cooking or eating. I know it's kind of early, so we have to. Sister Helen, I know she's about. At the 6 o'clock hour, we change our time from on Saturday is 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have an hour today, right, bro?
That's right. Yeah.
All good. Wonderful. 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 Can we all say wonderful Jesus?
Wonderful Jesus.
No, they had the Bears football they played today. It was thousands of people that came, you know?
Yeah.
And they was cheering, brother, shouting and dancing and hollering and screaming. And
did my Bears win, brother?
You don't want to hear the news, brother. You don't hear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When I got away from Gemma together, I got it from church, and I stopped in. I asked the guy, I said, "Okay, Jesus is Lord." And I got my little stuff, and I said, "Well, you know, Jesus is Lord." Somebody, but they didn't respond too good to that. I said, okay, it's all cool. It's all cool. Then I said, okay, well, let me ask you this. Where's the Bears? Are they winning? Well, somebody kind of answered then, you know. I woke up, you know. Clarence called me. Well, I said, what quarter is it? The man said, oh, it's the fourth quarter. He looked on the phone. It's fourth quarter. They got 8 minutes left. I said, who's in lead? He said, well, the score is 7-6, and the other people are leading. I said, well, I'm sorry to be a pessimist, you know, but when they told me the 7-6 or 8 minutes, I said, well, you know, I'm going to be a pessimist. I'm going to say, it's over for the Bears. The season is over. Now, I can speak positive and say, yeah, they're going to arrive, and I hope they do arrive. So let me speak positive. I hope they arrive, okay? Let me not be a Dallas Thomas because they're in a long 7 games. Let me go and rise and say they shall arrive. Okay.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you looking out there, brother. We appreciate it.
Okay. We're gonna pray for a win. Okay, hallelujah. Maybe some of them are Christians on a Bears team, so I got to pray for my brothers. You know, got to pray for them.
Oh yeah, yeah. I hope it is. You know, because we need more believers. You know, brother, some people don't think that God can use believers that's in sports. I say, yes, they can. Yes, He can. He can do that.
You know, I am amazed at the beginning of my Christian walk how limited I had put God in a corral, that He could not use this and He could not use that. I just knew everything. You know, He could not use this. He cannot use it. He can't use people marching for social justice. Oh, no, God don't want you to have no social justice. He ain't going to have you marching for your voting rights. He don't want you to have no. He don't have nobody doing that. Oh, I'm just narrow-minded, brother. I must admit it. I got to. But the Lord had to deal with me through the years what who He uses. And people He used, people I don't think that He should be using, brother. That's, Lord, you can't use these people. You know, they ain't saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, so you can't use them. So,
amen.
My stupid self, I had to go and get some wisdom from God about what He does as a sovereign God, who He will use and what He will use. He don't have to ask me, do I agree with it?
Amen.
He don't stop by and say, do you agree with this? I want them to march because I want these people to have their civil rights. I want to march for justice, social justice, because wrong is be done. Oh, Lord, dumb people can't. Who sent them? Well, you can't use those people. You can't use the judge sitting on the bench or mayor, governor. You can't use sinners. You can't use the pagans. You can't use people in sports. You can't use people here. Oh, no, you can't do that, Lord. We are so limiting what a sovereign, all-wise God can use. He used brother. Listen, do you know He used Trump and the president the last 4 years?
Amen.
I'm in trouble. Now.
Well, brother, we want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Shalom, dear sister.
Shalom.
Glad to hear your voice. I didn't know was you cooking chicken or turkey or eating or what at the 6 o'clock hour afterwards, but we're glad to hear from you and say hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's make somebody mad and make some other people glad. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory. Can we say glory to the Most High God?
Glory to the Most
Can
High
we
God.
Say honor and glory to the Most High God. Woo.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, they were shouting for the Bears and for the Suns and for the basketball team in Chicago. The women's professional. We won the championship in Chicago this year. The women's basketball team is professional, and so they were shouting and jumping and hollering and jumping up and. Are we not to rejoice in the greatest thing that happened in the planet Earth, the greatest event? Jesus Christ came and came to deliver us and redeem us. Now, I don't know what more. You don't have to get excited. I can get excited about a lot of things, my birthday party or birthday this, or I
I got some money. I got a new car, new home. But I can think of something even greater than that, Brother Nate.
Amen.
Amen.
I can think of something more marvelous. So when we get to acting crazy and they look at these crazy Christians getting excited by what Jesus has done for me, they look at you like, what's wrong with you? I say, what's wrong with me? You need to be made wrong with you, because it might make you right. And you will rejoice. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I see you will have a reason to rejoice.
Yeah, amen.
And I got a reason. I got reason.
Yeah.
And so get offended if you want to, because I didn't get offended to you because they were out there at the football game or at that soccer match or Olympic match. They're screaming and hollering. I didn't get mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad for them. So be glad for me. Mm-hmm. Be glad for us.
Amen.
We found the joy. What they call the joy, David called it the joy, the beauty situation, the beauty of dying. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Yes, I can say hallelujah. You can say scream. I can say hallelujah to my God. The word hallelujah is the same in every language. Do you know the word hallelujah is the same in all languages? So when a Russian people that's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and even though he's Russian, the word hallelujah, hallelujah, is the same in every language.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Spirit come up on that person, he ain't going to speak in no Russian, no hallelujah. He going to say hallelujah.
Amen. My Lord.
But the devil don't like it, but I don't care.
Amen.
I hope he get mad. Okay.
Yeah.
Because while he get mad, I'm going to get glad. Okay, today. Today, wonderful Jesus. Hey, do you know it's good for us to be breathing without an oxygen tank on our back? Do you think hallelujah. I can get a full breath of air, breathe on my own created vessel, and I'm breathing without any hindrance. Can I say hallelujah on that? Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I don't have no, what they call that thing when your kidney give way and you have to get dialysis and some things hanging on your, what? You don't got time to say, thank you, Jesus, I don't.
Amen.
You ain't got time to say, glory to God, I'm so glad you preserved me.
Glory to God, hallelujah. I thank you.
Jesus, Son of God, marvelous thing without number. So I'm going to say, glad I don't need no new kidney. I don't need no go to three times dialysis. And I don't need no, bro, I'm blessed.
Yes,
I'm crazy blessed.
Yes.
So,
amen.
I'm able to talk because I have my vocal cords in good condition and I can talk. And there are people got tubes running down their mouth and their throat.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't talk. They got these tubes running in their throat and the mouth. So let's remember them, that you are blessed today. You are truly.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Brother Nate, we are blessed to be in this particular hour, in this moment of history, the Lord Jesus look back in the real time into the year 2021 on this 11th month and on this first day of the week, Nate, Sister Helen, Sister Anderson, speak for me, hallelujah.
Yes.
And he looked down 2,000, 6,000, 8,000 years, whatever it is, he looked all the way.
Yes, he did.
The Bible says he can see from the beginning to the end. So, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. So he saw us on this broadcast. And he said, Brother Nate, Brother Lee, Sister Allison, Sister Helen Pierce, I want y'all to make it plain and clear to everybody why I preserve your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you say glory.
Yes. Glory. His name.
Can you
yes.
say glory to the Most High?
Thank you. Glory to the Most High. Thank you, Jesus.
Act like you're at the Bulls game or at the Bears game or whatever game they got up there. You live in Mississippi, so sister, she live in Pennsylvania, so I don't know what they got. Well, they got Philadelphia over there basketball. I know they got Philadelphia basketball, and they got football team and whatever.
We have the Steelers,
ma'am.
We have the Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember. Them were some tough boys in that day, but they was tough. They had a team called the Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they had a football team in the, 80s? I think the Steelers won three, four championships, and they had one of the most toughest defense in the football league, and they were called the Steel Curtains. So we got to be like them, Steel Curtains. Nothing can break their defense. Well, they was tough. Nobody could get them. We got to be like them Pittsburgh Steelers with that. They had a defense team called the Steel Curtains. Chicago Bears were called the Monsters of the Midway. The Minnesotas were called the Purple People Eaters. And they were so strong and dynamic. So we got to learn as Christians from that to be strong and might in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just as they stood against their opponents, we got to stand against them. Okay. Amen. Now, we ain't got to all get all super spiritual and religious that we can't talk about what's going on in the world. I know some people are so spiritual, they're up there so high. I understand that. I ain't reached that league yet. I'm still in the world. I'm not of the world, but I'm still in here.
Amen.
So, do you know, I really, as a Christian, I enjoy sports. So, y'all just had to pray for me. I guess I'm understanding because I enjoy sports. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I enjoy a meal. Okay. A good restaurant. I like good clothes and houses. I don't worship them, but I'm glad for them. So, you have to pray for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all have to pray. I love to take vacations when the Lord says stop and take a vacation, take a rest. Jesus, do you know Jesus took a little vacation from his disciples to walk away from them?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need a little time off from y'all. I got to be by myself.
Yeah.
Y'all go over here and I'm going over here. I'll meet y'all on the other side. Okay. There is a time for all things. The Bible said, there's a time to all things. You know that?
Amen.
He said, a time to speak and if I be silent, a time to sow, to time to reap, a time to rejoice and a time to grieve. There is a time under the sun for everything.
Amen.
So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. When it's time to fast and pray, thank God. Consecration,
amen.
Then it's time to have a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Woo, I enjoyed this lamb chop. Woo.
Yeah.
God, they put everything in his earth for your enjoyment. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
I said he planted everything for your good.
Mm-hmm.
I know the devil, the devil takes up certain things and uses it for evil, but everything he put in the earth planned it for your benefit. Set in mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why marijuana is grown in the earth? Every plant that he put in the earth was meant to be used for good and our benefit. I didn't say the devil came in and gave them some magical knowledge how to use it for evil. Yeah, that's what he good at that. God didn't mean us to get high on marijuana. That's not the purpose for that plant. God didn't mean us to evolve these plants. The devil taught them how to use it for evil and destruction. So, everything that he made, the Bible says, was good and very good. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
No, he didn't make you a sinner now. No. Hold on now. God did not make no sinners. You can't find nowhere in the Bible why God created sinners.
Amen.
But tell me why God created sinners. No, I guess not. Okay, did God create liars and deceivers? Did God create deceivers, adulterers, homosexuals, transsexuals, liars, deceivers, destroyers. No, you can't find that. Because everything he made was good and very good. Now, hold on now. Just keep your peace. Did God create sickness, disease? No.
No.
All these things that are happening, did he create them? No, he did not. They didn't come from him. Well, that's why we're going to study the Bible. We're going to study the foundation. We're going to build our understanding upon a firm. And that's why I said, let's go back to the basics, ABCs.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I want us to understand line upon line, precept upon precept, the foundation of why. And what's the why? I want everyone in the Bible to turn to Acts 4 and 12. Acts 4 and 12. Anyone want to read? So we'll find out the basic. We're going to build our minds on the basic foundation of Christ. And we're going to go to ABC to start building exactly our lives. Acts 4 and 12.
Yes. Neither is there salvation in any other. Okay, hold on. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Didn't anybody get that? None other?
Amen.
I said, we're going to talk about the none other now, because the whole world is in darkness, confusion about who is the none other. Because the devil has blinded and put mud in the program. He done mudded out the water. And we need to get back to the basics, what the Bible teaches about not be ashamed to say, there is none other.
None other.
There's no other person. No individual. No, not one, but one.
None other
was lifted up. None. Not one. Not different. Well, I know, but all these other nations, they got their beliefs. Yeah, I know. This is why we got to take what? The gospel to the whole world. Because they don't know about the none other. I said none other.
None other.
Let's read that again, sister. Go back to the basis of why Jesus came into the earth, the Christ. Okay.
Amen.
Read that again.
Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Dear beloved, I don't mean to offend you or try to put you down, but I got to put you up. I'm trying to put you up, not down. I'm trying to put you, bring you out, to bring you up to the light of salvation. I'm not trying to put what you've been raised on, taught down. I'm trying to bring you out, up, and free. There is none other. No other person. Now let's go to another. We're gonna build our house on a sure foundation. The word of the living God. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. 1 Corinthians, the epistle to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 11.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For no other foundation can be laid than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ."
Tell you with the next part of it.
"Now if any man build up on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifested, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself
okay.
shall be saved.
Now, all of us live in houses made of wood and stone, in America mostly. In other nations, they got some faraway nation, they got some other kind of materials, maybe not so substantial or to stand, but mostly in America, they have a rule that a house, or it has to be built out of certain materials. The city has to approve it. The state
mm-hmm.
license has to look at it. The city inspector
mm-hmm.
has to come check.
Uh-huh.
It has to have the right foundation and the same material. Now, the city will come out and you say you're going to build this house or this building, whatever it may be, in a civilized European or Western civilization, in most other civilizations, there is a rule, there is a law wherein you must go by in order to build a building, and it must be established bedrock. It must go so deep to
uh-huh,
what
mm-hmm.
they call bedrock
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
to start your foundation. If it
Thank
doesn't
you.
Go,
mm-hmm.
you're not allowed. Now, some
mm-hmm.
people may sneak and do sneaky peek and build some things and pay off the people and grease their hands and said, okay, well, this is okay, this is all good. And then soon, very soon, a great
mm-hmm.
storm, a wind, or an earthquake, 9, 8, 7 on the Richter scale will shake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to find out was that building made out of the right material or it was bedrock solid.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're going to find out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, everybody's going to find out about that house or the building. Now, we got these buildings in most cities trying to compete with one saying who got the tallest building. For a while, Chicago had Sears Tower, had 103, I think. They went up to 103 or something like that. And for a while, Chicago had the banner saying we got the tallest building, 103 stories or something, four like that. Of course, that
mm-hmm.
didn't last very long. New York used to have the highest. New York State Empire Building had 98 stories, but Chicago said, we're going to beat that. We want the first place. So listen, the building. Jesus talks about the spiritual foundation of every believer.
Yes, yeah, a lot of
But we're going to go on when it says, no other foundation. Paul says this. What he said? No other foundation.
No other.
Uh-huh. So I'm not confused about all this religious and theology and these smart people, intelligent people. They're more smarter than me. But are they smarter than God? It seems like we don't got smarter than God. We got smarter than what Jesus said. Well, the people have got so smart, that's why we in a trouble now as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
We have got so smart.
Yeah.
We got so many smart people that are outsmart themselves because the Bible is irrelevant. What God preached, that's not updated. That's just some stuff y'all thought of. And so the world is going backwards on a handbasket of a devil on the way to destruction because they said we're wiser. We're much wiser than God. Call for your philosophers. Call for your gurus. Call for your psychics. Call for your dividers. Then God said in his word, and Isaiah, call all of your smart people, and I'm going to confound their wisdom and make them look foolish.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them look foolish with all their wisdom against me in my word.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see the world is seen to be foolish because all of their wise people who speak against what the Bible and the scripture and the gospel says, they are being turned to foolishness. That's why they don't have no answers, real solutions. I said they don't have any real solutions. They're scratching their head.
Mm.
What are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. No other foundation. Now let's go back and go to Luke chapter 2 again.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 3 to 9. Let's recap and go back. Building a nation, a people, a civilization, your home, your children, your marriage, a civilization upon no other principle rock. But Jesus said, what you to
bless
me, an event that took place in the earth over 2,030 years ago or more. Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 2. Uh-huh. Let's go back to the basics.
Amen.
Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 3 to verse 9. Someone want to read?
Okay. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days was accomplished that she should be delivered for her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Okay, the next two verses.
Okay. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this shall be sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Amen. Yes,
wow.
Lord. Love and introduction.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
A heavenly host, hundreds and thousands of angels start singing and announcing.
Amen. Yes,
I
Lord.
I mean that multitude of, right?
Proclaiming
this great event.
Yes.
Which
Lord.
Is the second greatest event. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
wow.
you, Jesus.
There is none
yes,
other.
Lord.
When the none other came, there had to be a big announcement about the none other. The
mm-hmm.
one and only.
Yes.
I know they call Michael Jordan the GOAT and the only one. Are they fighting on LeBron James or Kobe Bryant? But we don't have to fight over this, because there's
Amen.
None other, baby.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Got the witness from heaven and the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It was so many angels, the heavens, singing and declaring loudly, put on your earplugs or whatever. What did they say about the most marvelous, second marvelous event that happened in the history of the planet Earth, in the need of mankind, desperate needing an answer? Israel needed the whole world. You know what the angels said? Go back and see what the angels proclaimed to the shepherds. What did they say?
Yeah.
Read that again. Somebody read that for me quickly.
And the angels said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you great good tidings of great joy.
Amen.
Shall be to all people. Amen.
And what? To all people what?
To all people, yes.
And what?
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Oh, amen.
Now.
Amen.
What is all this confusion in the world about? What all this division about? What are all these in all nations? And here it is. In simplicity, in convincing power, they're trying to unconvince us. They're trying to make us to not believe the report of the Most High God. They're trying to take away our hope for all mankind and Israel alone. They're trying to tell us that this is not important, that this doesn't mean nothing. They're trying to delete this from our kids in the school. They're teaching about yoga and Islam and transsexual and homosexual and having an abortion, but they can't teach this. Do you get this?
That's right. That's right.
They can teach a little 13-year-old girl how to have sex and make sure your boyfriend has a condom. If you get pregnant, we'll take you and have your abortion. Oh, they can teach you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lord.
But they can't teach about the most important event in the earth. They can't bring up the Lord Jesus in that school.
That's right.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
They can talk about it. You know they can talk about Islam in school. They slick. They can talk Buddhism. You know yoga, teaching yoga, that's a religion come out of Buddhism, Hinduism. That's a religion. You call it an exercise. They can talk about a guru. Whoever. But you can't mention none other.
None other. Greatest.
You can. They might allow you to say God, but there's so many gods in the earth, you don't know what they're talking about. What you mean, God? Do he got a name? Don't you have a name?
Yes.
Don't your name identify who you are personally?
That's right.
Well, do this God. I want to know. Give me, Brother Crocker, you said, put some gravy to it, to his name. Gravy. So I want to know, when you talk about God, who and what are you talking about? But there are many gods in all the earth. Many religions, many deities. Demon has set up gods in every nation. Do you know how those people got those gods' beliefs? Well, let's go back to the Noah first. Now, let's go back. I want you to read something because it's very easy to get astray in misunderstanding. The world is in confusion. The Revelation 12 said the nation has, well, how, what do you mean that Satan has come down and he's confused the whole world? Okay, well, okay. What's the confusion about?
My Lord.
You know, the angel messenger, the Elias that come today, you know what he says? I come to clear up all confusion.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, you know, the angel, the Elias, that has been coming to 1929 to FedEx and Dre's and bringing the Elijah message, he says, I come to clear up all confusion, put all confusion down. I'm going to settle it. Clear it up.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So that's why we call ourselves the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, and say, what's that? Well, go to your Bible. Beloved, we are in a mass confusion over the earth. Habit is everywhere. Even among so-called Christian people are taking back what they know to be true. They are taking it back, taken down. You take, many people are taking down what they know to be the truth of the Word of God, and they got so smart, so intelligent, so intimidated. Well, I don't know about that. You know, the Bible, you know, it's kind of making mistakes, and they go, well, you know, I don't believe this because the white man wrote the Bible. No white man wrote no Bible. Well, where y'all get that junk at? Yeah. I mean, all colors, different colors. God used different colors to bring the Bible or the revelation of truth from through the Jewish people to Israel people down through many nations, and many nations was put it in different language, and they want to say the reason we got the Bible is because these people have to have a color white, so it's a white man religion. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus didn't bring us religion. Aren't you glad he didn't bring us religion?
Amen. Amen.
I said, are you glad that Jesus didn't come to bring you religion?
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go
to the simplicity and building upon a foundation that's sure, that even a child can understand. The simplicity of the gospel. The simplicity of the gospel of Christ, that even a baby, a young child, can comprehend. That's why Jesus, the children always come to, they run to Jesus, the children, little children. Every time they would see, they would come from everywhere. Jesus said, you got to learn something, because y'all need to look at the little
children. Mm-hmm.
Now listen, let's go to John 3:16. People think they have heard this, but they really haven't heard it. They read it, but they really haven't read it. They looked at it, but they really haven't looked at it. John 3:16 to verse 25. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 to verse 25. Do you know why they just only quote 3:16 and leave the rest of it out? I'm going to tell you something. If you built your house and you build half of it and leave the rest of it back, would that work with you?
No, it won't.
But let's put the other leg on what Jesus said in John, because another part which is equally important that he said, when he got past verse 16 all the way to verse 25, let's read it. Let's go back to the simplicity, ABC. As we're learning again, as believers, we're reestablished and we're learning all over again, just like we never knew. Let's go back and build. 3:16 to verse 25.
For God, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hated the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth cometh in the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are worked in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples unto the land of Judea. And there
all right, stop
there. Okay.
Let's stop at that point.
Okay.
We got to the major point that we want.
Okay.
Finishing terms we got. Now, to make it clear that the scriptures are very clear. If you would go to Pope Congress and Senate tonight, and you were privileged to go finally stand before the United Nations, because in a little bit, there are people going to be called to stand before the United Nations. Hallelujah. There are people are going to be called to stand before U.S. Congress, that you think, because God is going to, Yahweh, I won't use a personal name because I like to identify myself, because when they translated the Bible, into the English language, they left out the personal name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not wise enough, but I'm going to tell you something. When they translated the Bible, they inserted the term God and Lord.
Okay.
Now, there's a reason why when they translated out the original language, Aramaic and Hebrew, they didn't use the personal name. Hallelujah. But the personal name identified the nature and the character of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said the name in the Hebrew identifies your name is to who you are and what your legacy is. In the Hebrew language, names are very important because they give a revelation, an identity of who you are, what you are. Names are very important. It's a revelation of truth in the Hebrew especially. So in Hebrew, the Aramaic language, personal identification and revelation, so when they translate it into the English, they put the term God and Lord, our Lord God. Now, me, I'm like this. I want to know who I'm talking to. You know, when I'm talking to people, I want to separate them. I'm talking to Sister Anderson. I'm talking to Sister Helen Spiegel. I'm not just talking to the whole mass. I'm identified personally, individually, because everyone is giving. Do you know why God gave you, of all the million people, they got a different fingerprint? Do you know that out of the millions of the earth, they can identify you through your DNA?
That's right.
Why is the Lord so wise to do that? To say, when I created Helen, her fingerprints can personally identify her above all other people.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's true.
Thank you.
Got about 7 minutes, Lord.
Okay. Your name personally identifies. So when I talk and read in the Old Testament, I say, let me use the original name, Yah, El Shaddai, Adonai. Each of these names identify the character of the one God, because I want to know, what God are you speaking to? That's why there is no other name. You know, in the New Testament, it said there is no other name.
Jesus. Thank you.
None other. If I was to talk to you now, I would have Brother Nate or Sister Anderson. Who are you talking about? Well, you got men and women standing around. I'm calling. But who are you particular talking about? Because you have been given as an identifying factor in the earth. They identify you by your social security and your name and your DNA. There's a reason. That's why your blood, all life of a person is in their blood. Now understand, Leviticus 11:40 says, all the life of the person is in his blood. Because the blood is his life. That's why Jesus shed his blood. He shed his blood. That was his life. I said that was his blood. He gave his life. Because all life is in the blood. When your blood leaves you, life leaves you, right?
That's right.
If all your blood goes, you can't stay in that body. You got to go.
Because
all life is in the blood. When you redeem, when you are redeemed, what did he give? He gave his blood. It's called the atonement. It redeemed us by his blood. Now, nobody's blood could be shed on the whole earth. None other. And people are still trying to figure it out, Islam and all the Hindu and all these people trying to make out why it's none other but one blood. They're trying to say, my religion is just as good as yours. But the Bible said that there can be only one blood that can redeem.
None other.
And it said, then it gave a name. Why does the read New Testament? Paul said there is a name above every name.
Yes.
Because See, people look at Christians, they say, y'all are crazy. Okay, yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
We believe.
What
the scriptures say. None other. That's
none
why
other.
The devil, when you in Christ and you're walking in the light and you mention the name of the Lord Jesus, the demons, boom, whoever the demons are in the person, they get all the problems. What? You know what Jesus said in Mark 16? I give you power. You know why he keeps mentioning in the gospel, it says, go preach in my name to the gospel. He always says, baptize in my name and cast out devils in my name. And all of that, right?
Right.
Why is that, that name of that person so important? Only one name. Only one person. One blood is given. One person has the answer tonight for all the world. And the one that the devil is fighting against is that gospel and that name. You notice what the devil hates the most. He hates us because of that name and that blood. Hallelujah. It identifies us with the Lord Jesus. When Jesus looked at you, he want to see his blood. He want to see his love. That's how he identify you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He'll die about this religious stuff. He don't identify you through that. When Moses and the covenant, when he passed through Israel, he didn't identify by the color of their skins. You know that? He identified. You white. Okay, I'm passed through. I ain't going to come to you. You brown. Your eyes is blue. You all right. You superior. But when the angel of death passed by, he said, oh, you white skinned. You all right. Oh, you black skinned. You brown. You all good. Why did he identify by them color, their culture, their education? When the covenant was, when I see the blood.
Yes.
When I see the blood.
Will
pass over
you. Amen.
Thank you.
Now,
they fighting over what color your skin is and all that crap. And culture and all of this crap that devil got stirred up in the world. And I'm superior because I'm brown, I'm black, I'm blue, I'm red, I'm yellow. All the devil is a lie. Crap. Deception. There is only one way. As we close tonight, and we'll continue on building upon the rock of salvation. Jesus himself said in John 14:6, who has it? We have 1 minute, or close to 1 minute. John 14:6. Just so nobody won't think we're making this up.
Okay.
I don't want nobody to think this is my doctrine.
Man,
John 14:6, what it says.
John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
All right. To all of your people out there, we're trying to give you what the gospel is. The gospel is what? Good tidings of great joy to all people. The angel gave a message. Way back then, we got an angel's message speaking in Atlanta. Because the first, when Jesus was born, the angel brought a message from heaven. Now we got an angel coming in 2021, coming in the 19, he's bringing the last message. Now you say you believe the angel's message announcing Jesus' birth. Now, do you believe the angel's coming and announcing his second coming?
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, that means you don't believe the Bible, really.
Yeah.
You need to go back and look again. Ask the Lord to give me another look. Let me have another look, Lord. Great tidings of great joy are there now. As we close, we're glad for this few moments. Who want to pray the closing prayer right quick before we have to move on? Till next time, beloved, you can make a decision right now who's going to be king and lord of your life. Just a simple prayer. It ain't got to be all religious and all this. Jesus knows what you mean exactly. He ain't dumb. He ain't deaf.
You can say, Lord, save me a sinner. Come into my life. Redeem me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those few words from the heart, he would hear. Hallelujah.
Come, Lord,
set me free. Come, Lord, heal me and set me free. He'll heal that simple prayer from the heart.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes,
he will. He knows those that want him, his sheep hear his voice, and they hear the gospel, and they say, yes, that's for me. All right, as we close this, we want to say, it's been good to talk to you today and share the good news just to say, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares about you, and he really does. So faith, all right. See y'all. May the Lord bless you, and the Lord direct your way in all nations. Good tidings and great joy has come.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for all you've been listening, and once again, all glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Bless.